I mentioned earlier, and it's kind of been a theme that's growing through the show, the you know, the scamming professor at Cambridge, Jason R. Day, which has been a big news story for a couple of days. And again, people rushing to like support this guy, even though he was a patent liar and fraud. And then all these people who are rushing to support this mom in America, Lindsay Clancy, I think is her name, is the one who murdered her kids. I mean, just it's weird what people are going to go to the trouble of supporting these days, because obviously that kind of support is a very low cost thing for those people. So they can appear to be kind and considerate and thoughtful, and they're also hearing the other side of the story, but it costs them nothing. And we were talking about scams at the beginning of the show, because everyone has fallen for some of this at some point. I know that there are probably some people who are smart enough to never get caught, but you are the exception, not the rule. Trust me. And I'm always curious about people who are trying to find, using technology very often, solutions to these ongoing problems for those of us in South Africa who are just interested in a fair and honest trade. And I met these guys by chance. They've got a company called Motogora, and it's Daniil and Matthew. And I want to bring them on this morning to just tell us about their company, what they're doing, because anybody who's fighting the scamming stuff is a friend of mine. And I want to get them on to talk to us this morning. So here's Daniil, and there's Matthew. Matthew, you need to move into the middle of the frame. We can't see you. There we go.
Morning.
How are you, gentlemen?
Good and you.
Good and you.
Good. It's early on a Friday morning, so thanks for making time for us. First of all, because I already told everybody when I saw the name of your company, I thought, oh, okay, it's a Marvel villain, a Marvel superhero villain, Motogora. Oh, but it's not. It actually, I love the name, because you'll explain, Daniil, you go ahead and explain this, because there's history to it and there's ancient Greek history to it.
Indeed, indeed. So, yeah, to when we originally started this organization, to find a original name as well as a domain name for websites and so forth and for the application, we went through hundreds of different names, combinations, uniqueness, and what we came across was the word Motogora, and it comes from two different words, moto being the Latin word for motion, and then agora is a Greek word for a trusted marketplace, ancient Greek trusted marketplace. So we bundled those two together because that's basically our ethos for that company. And the sort of slogan is where motion meets trust.
Well, I love the cars in the background, and they're behind Matthew. We can see the logo of the company. But tell me why this company came about. Like, what was the need in the market, in the Agora, for Motogora?
Do you want to really take that, Matt?
Yeah. So yeah,
Matthew, you tell us.
We tried to buy a vehicle online, and obviously that buying that vehicle online was through the big blue marketplace, and everybody sort of has a vehicle, and you find deals that are too good to be true, and it's because they really are. So we tried to get a vehicle. I tried to get a vehicle, and it became such a drama that I eventually felt like I was going to be robbed or stabbed. And then I was telling Daniil about it and said to him, look, if only there was a really good marketplace for vehicles that we could do this, do that, be able to verify that the people are in actual fact real. You're not constantly putting your money out and having a chance of being robbed. That we'd be in a much better position. So they said, okay, well, I think I can build that. And that's how we came about to build Motogora. And then it sort of just snowballed into it being this thing where we've built it verified it to the point of where every person now is verified. We've added the extra layers in where you can now get finance within our app. We do vehicle inspection within our app.
You didn't actually get scammed yourself. You didn't lose any money, right?
No, not. Okay. I drove around in the day, probably on the day that we were trying to buy the car. I think I drew 50,000 rand in cash, and I drove around for about 4 hours trying to meet this guy he was, but just could never get him because it was a constant story like, oh, come here. And then eventually I was like, no, wait a minute, I'm going to be robbed. Yeah. So we called him.
Exactly.
And it's a repeat occurrence.
It is a repeat occurrence. And we were talking about how, you know, just everybody, with the exception of obviously a couple of very smart people who listen to and watch this show, who keep telling me how dumb I am because I've fallen for a couple of scams before. And I think often, like, I'm too like smart. I'll see the signs, you know, but people don't. And if you think about cars are often either the biggest or the second biggest asset that someone owns. And you've got to be super careful about where you decide to trade, either whether you're buying or selling a car. And you mentioned you were being very diplomatic about it. And you said, Matthew, the blue place. But Facebook Marketplace is huge in South Africa. I mean, people are buying and selling stuff there all the time. Yeah. And they use other platforms as well. And we know how competitive the vehicle market is, right? I mean, there's so many companies popping up left, right, and center. Some of them have become enormous and very successful businesses. But your background, Daniil, kind of positioned you guys in a way that you could build the technology solution to this problem. Just give us a little bit of background, and we'll start with you, Daniil, but also from you, Matthew, of what you were doing before this.
Sure. So, yeah, I come from 20 years in the IT sort of realm, where my main sort of functional service that we delivered was around corporate governance, archiving, e-discovery, so very security related. So banks, a lot of international governments, right. The likes of Sony Pictures. I mean, there's a number of different places I've been all around the world with. So yeah, it's been quite a journey over the last 20 years, and it's also this build of the of Motogora has been a passion, which I've always been an avid car enthusiast, and now merging that interest with my experience, I think we've built this application from the ground up with security in mind, with verification in mind, and trying to make it the safest, smartest place to buy a high net value asset such as a vehicle. So there's longer term plans for the platform, but our sort of initial dipping our toe in the water is vehicles.
And you, Matthew, what were you doing before Motogora?
I have a construction company, so I still have the construction company. And then obviously we do Motogora as well. But I built houses and renovate houses and things like that. And in my industry also, there's tons of scammers in terms of that. Like anybody with a buck in the ladder robs people blind. So you're constantly dealing with that as well. So I think in terms of what we've done in our lives, you know, I deal with this on a daily basis as well as trying to stop it in Motogora. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, so let's just, because you don't just do vehicles, obviously this will expand. The problem that we have, guys, and as I understand it, correct me where I'm wrong, you've got a whole lot of people who are trying to buy and sell stuff. Now, if everybody was honest, this would be straightforward. There wouldn't be any need for any complications whatsoever. I want to sell you this teacup and you want to buy it, and I'll meet you at the shops down the road and you give me the money and I'll give you the teacup. That's all you need. Now, obviously, people hide behind digital identities. They fake their identities. You don't know where they are. They could be in Bangladesh for all you know. And they're just trying to get your bank details so that they can rip money straight out of there. And the moment that that money has changed hands, you never hear from these people again. And then these poor people who are actually trying to trade, they're the ones who lose out on these deals because nobody trusts them, right? So you see something that's too good to be true and you think, oh God, I really want that. And you order it and you pay and you think, all right, it'll be a couple of days and this thing will be delivered to me by courier. Nothing comes. How do you verify people online? How do you verify a deal?
Yeah, I can take that up. So we've got multiple layers of verification. So when we talk about verification, a lot of other platforms say, hey, we're just going to verify an email address. We go about five steps in front of that. So when we do a verification of a user, any user that comes onto our platform, before they can actually list a vehicle, they need to verify their personal identity. What they need for that is their ID number, telephone number, an address, and their full names. What we do then is take that information. We've got a search aggregator partner that is connected to the various credit bureaus, the various Home Affairs, TransUnion. And we go and say, here's, let's say, Gareth Cliff. Here's all his details. Does it match up with the actual records at, let's say, Home Affairs? And then basically we check off each of those items, and that happens in real time. So it does a full check of the person to say that that person is who they say they are. We've also got to make things easier to fill in that information. People can scan their ID or their driver's license, and we'll pre-fill that documentation in, and then they can actually just do a verification check. Once a user is verified, they can then be able to sell a vehicle on the platform. And what we do is we do a similar check against a vehicle. They can scan their license disc on their car, and we'll probably pre-populate that, and they do a verification. And that checks that the owner is the owner of the vehicle, and the vehicle's VIN number and engine numbers and all that match up to the likes of TransUnion. So we do those sort of checks. We also allow dealers onto the platform. So we do very similar business checks against dealers. So we do a lot of checks against the various touch points where people will be interacting with. And we also do bank verification, bank account verification details as well. And then once people are verified on the platform, they've listed a vehicle, they can engage with each other through a chat format. They can go through a whole negotiation, offer, counter offer, and then accept offers in that regard. And then what we have got built with additional partners, and it's the whole idea around the platform is an ecosystem of an end-to-end experience when buying a vehicle on the platform. So one of the other things we wanted to build in was finance. So we've partnered up with a company called Finance Warehouse, who will is fully integrated into the app. So it's not just click on a link and go to another website. It's fully the whole workflow of questions, application, all of that. They connect to a number of banks that they can apply on your behalf, and you can get an application done within the day, essentially.
Okay, so then the obvious follow-up question here is how can people know that their information is safe with you? Because, you know, once they've given you all of that info, I mean, that we hear about data breaches all the time. Sure. We hear about people who go, oh my God, you know, I this is the company, or this is the bank, or this is the financial institution that I've been dealing with, and suddenly they've got all my information, and then some hacker gets all of that info from them, and then you are vulnerable.
Correct. So when we built the platform from scratch, that was security was top of mind in that regard. So we've got about 4 or 5 different layers of encryption at a disk level, at an application level, at a database level. And each of those have got their separate sort of encryption link keys, which then you have to have multiple keys to get to a certain destination of data. And it's also time-based. So it's a token. So if you're submitting your information and someone wants to review it, they get a link to review that information. And then that times out after 5-10 seconds from the platform. So security is very top of mind on the platform. It's not just an afterthought. And that's the whole key ethos of the platform.
And we also belong to all the information control regulators in South Africa. So we had to, in order to keep people's information, we had to register with all the regulators in South Africa. So we registered with all the regulators. Myself and Danielle are the information specialists. And then we, you know, obviously have to keep up to date, make sure that we know all the rules, regulations, and do all those sort of things to ensure that we are constantly keeping the information safe, secure, and that everybody knows that they have safe and secure information with us.
So obviously, you started off with cars, but now you're also allowing people to buy and sell other things, because once they've got the verification done with you guys and they've signed up, so to speak, they can trade anything, really. I mean, you're doing boats and heavy equipment too, Matthew.
Yeah, so we do. Yeah, we do boats, heavy equipment, yellow metal, which is basically like your excavators, things like that. Currently, we just have boats and cars on the platform, but we are, you know, the expansion is the ultimate goal is that we would sell anything, any high value asset we would sell, because it's safe, secure, and easy to do it on our platform. Something that we didn't mention is that we, in terms of like cash sales. If anybody wants to buy vehicles with cash, we have a third party escrow facility, which is called TradeSafe. So for argument's sake, Gareth, that means like if you bought a car from myself or from Daniil, you had the cash available, let's say, 100,000 Rand, you pay that into the TradeSafe account. TradeSafe holds that money. And then until you receive the vehicle and you say, okay, I'm happy with the vehicle, like it's perfectly done, right, I'm done with it, then the funds will be released with immediately. But it just makes sure that you know that your money's safe, and as well as the fact that the seller knows that their vehicle is actually going to be paid for. It's not one of those like fake proof of payments that's going to be there for, you know, it'll be in your account for 15 minutes and then whoop, out it goes.
Yeah.
So we use TradeSafe as a third party escrow facility, and then they're backed by Standard Bank. So they are backed by one of the biggest banks in South Africa. And like I say, the payments are instant. If you pay into that account, the moment that you delete, like, you know, obviously give someone the vehicle and on the app you say, yes, okay, I've got the vehicle. Yes, I'm happy with the person picking up the vehicle, then the money gets transferred.
All right, so you're doing the Festival of Motoring, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Do you want to start there?
Yeah. So Festival of Motoring for us will be it's obviously a massive expo with that is about, obviously revolves mainly around cars and vehicles. So we'll be there. There'll be a couple of prizes for everybody to win. Those people that come and sign up. What else have we got? Oh, yes, there'll be, there's obviously, you know, there's people in the pits. There's almost every vehicle in 4x4 thing that you can go about. We have a whole lot of, like, gumball machines and things like that. So people that sign up with us on the day, come and hear about the platform. If they want to buy or sell any cars, we help them through that. There'll be a couple of prizes for them. I think Daniil, and behind him there, there's one or two of the prizes available that we will be giving away. So, Daniil, you want to go take over there?
Yeah, what do we
got? Yeah, sure.
There?
So, we've got a Lego McLaren P1, so 1/8 scale. So, what you see up at the top here, they're about 50 or 60 centimeters in length. We thought it would be a nice family gift for families to maybe build. I've built a number of them. I've still got a few of them to still build. I think that would be a nice main prize that we're giving away, as well as consolation prizes. We want to try and create an experience on our platform.
The Festival of Motoring is going to be loads of fun, but obviously you guys also, what brought you together in this is you're obviously clearly both petrol heads as well.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about your love for cars. Matthew, you start.
I think my love for cars started when I was like 3, the moment the first time I heard an engine sort of roar. I've always loved cars. I like to tinker on them. I like to work with them. I like to get my hands dirty. So I've worked on everything. I think my first car was a 1400 Bucky that had a twin turbo or a turbocharged 2-liter motor in it. So I just like to go fast and obviously have really nice cars or cars full stop. And I think the cars, for me, it's just something where, you know, even if it's at the worst broken, you can always just fix it with your hands. And that's what makes me enjoy them, you know?
Well, the other thing about having the name Motogora for your company is no one else has thought of that name. So you've actually got motogora.co.za, and that's where people can go to find tickets for the Festival of Motoring, which is very cool. And Daniil, tell me about your love for cars. I don't want to move from that before we've heard your story.
Yeah, so as again, started from a very young age. Specifically, my dad got me onto this whole thing. I mean, when we had a retail business back in the day, so I've grown up in retail as well. He had this big picture of a Lamborghini Diablo in his office that I always wanted to get my hands on and put up in my room. So. Yeah, it's been, and then we were also, one day we were going to build a GT40 replica at some stage, but unfortunately that can't happen anymore. But yeah, it's been a love of with anything mechanical. I'm a very sort of engineering orientated mindset to things. And I always like to understand how things work, put it that way.
No, sure, and that's probably why you've built this too, because you enjoy doing things like this. I'm going to have to ask you, have either of you ever been scammed or had someone rip you off in a deal over buying whatever, even if it was something small?
have done indeed. I mean, there was an iPhone that I was selling for my father-in-law, and we kind of made the deal, and it was there by in Northcliffe by our Cora center. And so we had the phone, and my wife was standing next to me, and this guy came with a plastic banky with some notes in it, and I wasn't really thinking about it, and I said, okay. He then took out the pay, and he counted, and he showed me it's 4,000 rand worth of cash, and handed over the phone. And then as soon as I opened up the banky of cash, I immediately knew that it was all photocopies.
Oh, my God. Dropped. Wow.
I dropped the bag. Oh, I didn't drop it. Ran with the bag, and luckily I ran after the guy. Just the adrenaline was pumping. He was just about to get into a taxi. And I said, give me the phone back. He says, no, I want my money. I said, take it. It's worth nothing to me. But yeah, I could have, it could have ended differently. But yeah.
So you got the phone back.
Got the phone back, luckily.
And how about you, Matthew? Come on.
Yeah, so I got knocked with a SARS scam where they emailed me to say that I had a massive repayment coming back. And I was like, okay, cool, click on this link so that you can verify your bank account details. You obviously type in your details, you type in the OTP, and they rinsed me. They absolutely cleaned me out. And Jesus. Quickly, it happened within minutes. It was in absolute minutes. They absolutely cleaned us out. Look, the bank did give us some of the money back, but not everything, because obviously you put your OTP in, so then they, you know, it is your fault I suppose they say under the guise of that it's your fault because you've put your OTP in and you should have known better. But you don't know, you know, with the way that these things work nowadays, or the way that digitally it works, you really don't actually know whether you are in actual fact on the right website or the wrong one. So we try. That's one of the things we try and ensure at Matagora as well, is that we use only one website, which is our www.matagora.co.za. Website, and that there's one page. It never moves from that page. You don't go on and off of that page. It stays on that one. Right. And that's what you do. We try and ensure that is.
You know, there isn't a day that goes by. I'm so glad that your site contains all of this inside of that URL, because the minute I see like a long, complicated URL pop up after I've clicked a link, I'm like, I'm out of here.
You're like, what's going on? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You just know that this is going to end badly.
It's going to hurt.
Matthew,
yes, yeah.
You've obviously got some nepotism going here on the show today, because I think your kids, Joshua and McKenna.
My kids think I'm dad, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. All right. Well, at least now they also know that their dad was at least once scammed. So he's once bitten, twice shy.
Exactly.
It's funny to me, like technology that is used by bad people to do bad things. The only way to counter that is to use the same technology to beat them. So you've got to just be a couple of steps ahead. And obviously these days we were talking with Mash about AI and how much better that's becoming at, you know, pulling off all kinds of like tricks. We've got the deep fakes. We've got essentially AI models like Mythos and Fable that are so good at being able to use information and to abuse information people are very worried about what the future is going to look like. And it's people like you who find solutions to these problems, but are you researching what's going on every day to try and see how you can circumvent these crooks
constantly
from taking our money?
Yeah, constantly. I think one of the other sort of partners that we deal with and comes into play with purchasing of vehicles, pre-purchase inspections. So you might, if we're car enthusiasts, we know sort of what to be looking for, but there's people out there that just want to buy a vehicle and make sure that it's legitimate. The markets with rebuilds, odometer rollbacks, it's rife in the market. And we partnered up with a company called View4U that actually does pre-purchase inspections, and they go through like 160 points of checking a vehicle. And it's all about the main thing is all about just being upfront. So if the car has been in an accident and it's been repaired, just be upfront with that. It's to try and hide that. It's always going to come back to you eventually. Or either you buy in a vehicle that you think is is fantastic, and you go and drive it for a couple of weeks and the alternator packs up, or the turbo blows or something to that effect. It's definitely things that general people don't actually go check. They just think, jump in a car, drive, put petrol in and go. But
the average Joe doesn't consider that sort of thing. They consider like, oh, okay, well, the car looks good. It's going to drive fine. You know, obviously people, every sort of inspection and those sort of things also, we can't say, okay, piston number three is going to break in 20 kilometers. You know, we do everything to the best of our ability to make sure that they all sorted out. But the average Joe doesn't know that if the vehicle doesn't, like it might have a scratch on it or something like that, then they're like, oh, okay, it's absolutely perfect. But quite frankly, it could have been in a massive smash and then been rebuilt. So that's where View4U comes in for us perfectly. They do a thorough check. They probably are, if you're on any sort of social media, they are the most controversial but the best inspectorate in South Africa, because they don't hold back any punches and they ensure that they help take people to task. So if that dealership is wrong, they say that dealership is wrong. They're doing things that are bad. So they don't.
Well, Stahlberger here in the comments says some dealers who are dodgy have started banning View4U.
Yes, correct. 100% correct.
And then Viasen wants to know, and you can answer this one too for us, Matthew, is how trustworthy are second-hand car dealerships? I mean, there are good ones and there are bad ones, right?
Yeah, okay, that is exactly it. I mean, most second-hand car dealerships are probably all above board, but there are, you know, I hate to say it like this, but like the ones that are in Rosettenville and they're advertising the same car and they've all got different number plates for their names of their car, like Big Boy Auto, Cash Auto, this one. Those ones, unfortunately, are going to be the ones that are going to rob you. When it's the same picture, like, I mean, we Daniel and I have come through this already where we've got a person that's tried to, this is how we know our system also works, is that we have a person, he's verified, he's a legitimate person, he legitimately bought a vehicle. He's got the papers for it. Once we started to do our verifications, we found that it seems to us that the vehicle is cloned, because you've got a vehicle that has already had three number plates in Cape Town. The vehicle currently sits in Durban. Guy's got all the verifications and the paperwork for it, but on the NATIS system, that vehicle doesn't exist with that number plate. So, you know, this is the thing, is that he bought it from a legitimate dealer, but the vehicle seems to be cloned.
So tell us about a recent situation that you've had, because there must be a couple already, that, you know, was a very creative crook or you managed to stop a deal going through that otherwise would have cost people a lot of money. I mean, give us an example, but I don't know unless these things are happening to me, by which stage it's too late.
Yes.
Tell me a couple of case studies you guys have had.
I mean, this is the case that the most recent that Matthew was alluding to. And further investigation, I found out that the person actually worked at TransUnion, which made things even worse. And the RC1 document, which is like your pink slip or the ownership document, had three different license plates, but the license disc had a different license plate number, and they were both, the license disc and the RC1 document were registered on the same day, which also raises a number of red flags from our end. So he had a legitimate RC1 document, but there's just too many sort of red flags for us from that perspective, where we couldn't completely verify the vehicle to be legitimate. So what we did, we offered them to do some further investigations with some other aggregated verification partners. And so we're just waiting on some feedback for that now.
Well, I think it's absolutely awesome what you're doing, because anybody who's fighting for the rights of consumers, you know, since Isabel Jones died, guys, we just don't have anybody. Now you've come along. Thank God for that. You remember Isabel Jones?
Yes. The lady had not been the word with you.
Yeah, and I mean, we can't rely on Devi anymore because she might not even have a show on ENCA for very long. So we've got to rely on these guys. So you must go along to motogora.co.za and not only find out about the Festival of Motoring, and obviously you guys will be there explaining what you're doing to an audience of people at the festival, which is terrific. But if they want to find out more, it's all on your website. And I encourage anybody, before you make a sale, before you buy something from someone else, get on there and make sure everything is legit so you don't end up losing a ton of money.
We've got some good blogs up there as well.
Awesome.
And lastly, it's just the competition for the ticket giveaway ends on Monday. So if you haven't entered yet, go drop into the competition, and we're giving away 5 double tickets to the Festival of Motoring.
I love it. Thank you so much, guys, and have an awesome weekend. It's Friday, which is fantastic.
Thanks,
spring is here. It's the right time of year for all of this stuff. Festival of Motoring's coming up. There's also lots of other stuff to get excited about. But Matthew, Daniil, thank you, guys.
Thank you,
guys.
Thanks for having
Terrific
us.
Terrific to see you. Thank you. All right, there we go.
Bye-bye.
How cool is that? I mean, you know, here you've got these scammers operating, trying to rip us off, and we've got to use better and smarter technology to make sure that we don't get caught in this stuff. And these are the guys doing it, which is excellent.